When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But for one day only. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. If you'd like to ask a question, please raise your hand. We'll look to get around as many as possible, and we'll start with Jeremy from Sky. Cool.
Andrew, nice. Hello, how are you? Nice to see you too.
Nice to see you again. The injury bulletin after Wembley isn't good. Old Palmer is ill. Is he out of the Arsenal game?
Today, no. We'll see tomorrow. We need to assess tomorrow morning. But Today, I don't believe that can be involved, but we need to assess him tomorrow and then we will decide. But even if he will be good tomorrow, maybe he's not in a condition to play. I hope he's recovered from this situation and as soon as possible can be involved again with the team. With and without, always we believe that we can win. The most important is the team. The most important is the collective, of course. He is an important part of the team. He is doing fantastic for us. But I think is Chelsea and of course plenty of players that can perform and to do the job also. Malo suffered a minor injury or problem in the ligament on his knee. Oh, sorry, I am not doctor, but you asked me, and I respect and showing respect, trying to translate what is going on. I hope it's not a big issue, and Chile also after the national team is the same problem that suffered in the last few weeks. No, I think it's not. I think he was saying after that it's not time to talk. In the moment that he wanted to communicate some, things, he will, and for sure the club will communicate the situation. So far, we are not talking. I think we were involved in the semi-final of the FA Cup, and now we are trying to go high in the table. I think at the moment, nothing to communicate for our side. Well, always first season always is difficult for all the players. More when you are in a position like you are a striker and you need to perform and to score goals, and everyone expects, in every single touch to score a goal. I think he's our main striker or only the striker that we have fit, because Nkunku nearly didn't play in the whole season, Brocha also, and then he moved to Fulham, wanted to play more. Yes, I think he's doing fantastic. He's doing an amazing show for the team, running, scoring goals, giving assists, and I think it's his first season. And a young guy coming from Spain, even with not too much experience there, I think he's doing fantastic. Like we were talking. Always I said, if we wanted that the player match the icon players here, or the idol like Drogba, if we compare with Drogba, yes, always he's going to lose. But if we split the history of the club with the team and the performance of the team and the performance of Jackson, I think he's doing fantastic. He's going to have all my support. because even if he no score in the way that he is fighting for the club, fighting for the teammate, for the team, and producing sometimes chances, he alone, and then of course he need time to improve. Yes, he's going to be better next season for sure. No doubt about that. It's only that he need to keep going.
There are 7 games left for you to try and get European football. You're 27 points behind Arsenal in the table. Are you confident that you can restore Chelsea to the level that Arsenal currently are at?
If we are confident into one day to get the same level, of course, we are optimistic and we are positive and always... In football, the most important thing is to believe, and of course to have a strategy and to have the plan to get in this level. Arsenal was a few years ago when Arteta arrived was in a different situation than today, and then with time, confidence and trust on him after a few years, you know, is there. Like happened with different, you know, coaches like Pep or Klopp. And here is not a different thing. It's about to have trust, confidence, and let us to work.
So just finally, on Saturday at Wembley, there was a handball shout against Grealish. You didn't get the penalty. Yesterday, Forest were really annoyed about not getting 3 penalties, and they made a serious allegation about the integrity of officials in the Premier League. What's your reaction to that?
No, I don't want to be involved in a matter that is not my... I cannot be involved in scene like this. I think is for me the most important is to talk about my games and my club, and of course disappointed with Saturday about that we didn't win, and of course was an action that maybe the referee can interpret it was penalty or not, the VAR. But look, that is what happened in football. Sometimes it's for you, sometimes it's against you, and we need to move on. We need to move on because we are not going to change the result of the game.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go to Alex.
Henry, so you say you need to move on. Have you managed to pick your players up? What's the mood like around here?
No, the mood is good because I think we play a very good game. I think we play so well. Again, a team that is one of the best teams of the world. I think our performance was really good. It was very positive things that we need to take. Of course, in the last few minutes, I think we conceded a goal that we should not concede, but that is part of football. I think we create too many chances. Again, a team that, for me, is the best team in the world. And of course, that is a good thing to keep, no, working in this way. And that is in the way that we need to be for the future. How? We can get this level is, you know, working, taking decision, trying to add to the team, you know, things that can, you know, help us to improve the level. And oh, sure, we are working in this. That is the first season with too many circumstances that we were dealing, but I think we need to be happy. Because the evolution with all the situations I've seen is good.
You came so close to beating Arsenal in the reverse fixture. What can you take from that game going into this one?
I think are completely different now, and I think the circumstances are completely different. But of course, now is in we are in the end of the season, and they are playing for the Premier League. For sure, it's a final game for them, for us also, should be the same, and to feel the same, that we need the 3 points to be in a better position on the table. We are, I think, 2 or 3 games in behind of all, nearly the team that are above us, and I think it's important to try to win games like this to help us to be close to being in an European competition next season.
John Terry, who today was inducted into the Premier League Hall of Fame, obviously a legend.
Ah, yes.
At this club.
Okay,
what are your memories of him as a player?
Well, fantastic player. We were suffering with him when we faced, with Tottenham and him. And now, congratulations to him. Well deserved.
Thank you. Good luck tomorrow.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alex, BBC.
Hi, Richard. A lot's been made of the chances Nicholas Jackson missed at the weekend. How does he react after a game like that, and how would you pick up a young striker to leave that result behind?
Yes, we were talking yesterday, and yes, he was tired, you know, more than the normally is, because it's, the team wanted to win, all the players wanted to go to the final. But the thing is young and need to leave this type of situation to improve. And no, now today was better energy, and the whole team today is much better.
And after the match, Pep Guardiola said about the calendar, there's only two days, recovery for you before you take on Arsenal. Is that a good thing, or would you like longer to recover from the semi-final before the match against Arsenal?
You ask me if is it better than like the, today,
if there's, is it better there's not much time to recover between the games, between Man City and the Arsenal game? Is it a good thing?
Yeah, but that is the fixture, what we can do, that we can, impossible to change, and we need to accept, because we were involved in the Carabao Cup until to the end, and now in the FA Cup nearly until to the end, and you know, we need to catch up, and it's not the best thing, but we need to accept that is the fixture, I think he was saying, no, in an interview after the game, I said, what we can do. I said, yes, it's not only to have meetings with the Premier League for them to communicate us, we are going to change this, and that, it's to be involved before the things that happen and to be involved in trying to be part of the decision. But at the moment, nothing we can do.
And Arsenal have had quite a settled side. They have the same group of players they've used throughout the season, something you haven't been able to do. Does that kind of show what consistency you can bring?
Sorry, I was in another. Well, I was thinking. Sorry, repeat, please.
Arsenal have had quite a settled side throughout the season, used the same, quite not the same players. You haven't been able to do that with injuries and players coming in and out. Does it show what consistency you can bring?
Yes, it's true. Being consistent is part of the, you know, to have all the player fit and or a higher percentage of the, you know, during the season. And I think to increase the percentage of the player available is going to be a challenge for the next season. And of course, being consistent is about to have all the player fighting for the place, you know, on the pitch. Days like today or yesterday, when you have the possibility to train with the team. And it's true that we didn't have the possibility during the whole season, you know, for different circumstances, to have all the squad available to create this way to compete. But we cannot complain. That sometimes happens in football, and we need to accept that. But I think we were dealing very well. I repeat again, the history of the club was difficult. It's difficult, but in the way that it will split the team and the evolution with all the circumstances, we need to take many positive things.
Okay, last two questions. We'll go Liam and then Nizar.
I think we all suffer, all public people suffer, no? More in football, because people hide in behind the social media. That is why it's not a reference. We always talk about that, it's not a reference. Of course, we need to be there in social media, because it's a good way to communicate with the fans, with the good fans, with the good people that want to know about us. But after the people is hiding behind to the social media to try to create. But the most important is to be strong and, you know, and to know that that cannot be a reference of that what the people think about you, about, you know, different things on life.
Okay. And finish with Nizar.
Mauricio, I wanted to ask you about Emma Hayes' team. They beat Barcelona on Saturday in the Champions League. I wondered if you had a message for them ahead of the second leg on Saturday, and
All the best. I'm so happy for Emma, for all the coaching staff and the players. We were watching the game, but that was before our game on Wembley. And good memories because when I was in Espanyol, I started my career like a coach in Montjuic, in the Olympic Stadium, and they were playing there, and I think beating Barcelona was fantastic, but now the second leg is going to be tough here. Hope that keep the same result and go through to the final. All the best for Emma and for all the coaching staff and the player, of course.
Okay, thank you. We'll end the broadcast.